Does the past dictate your future, or can you leave it behind and chart a new course? Today, I'm going to prove from scripture that my past does not dictate my future. Now, that's good news for anyone wondering if what happened last year will determine what happens in the year to come. Your past does not have to dictate your future, and you don't have to take my word for it. We're about to explore what the Bible says about leaving the past in the past and trusting God to do a new thing in the new year. And that doesn't just mean letting go of regrets, which is hugely important. It also means letting go of hopes and dreams that aren't aligned with God's will. Ouch. We're going to tackle both of these obstacles to moving forward. My friend, if you need assurance that this year is indeed a new year, then you're going to want to join me for this powerful message of renewal. You're going to learn practical ways to get unstuck from the past, move forward toward a brighter future, and pray over your next steps. I promise that if you stick with me, I'm going to give you practical ways to let go of the past and move forward with confident hope. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad you're here. Each week, I read at least one Bible verse, and I share a scripture-based declaration to empower your tongue with truth. Today's message is not only my first episode of 2025, it's actually scheduled to publish on New Year's Day. Now, while this message is relevant any day of any year, it's my gift to you as we leave 2024 where it belongs, in the past. The good news about your future is based on Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, which I'm going to read for you right now from the New International Version. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now those are the words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. And if you've been following me for a while, then you know my convictions regarding the power of words. What we say matters. Our words, in fact, have the power of life and death. Now, based on the truth in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, which again is the word of the Lord, here is a life-giving phrase that I want you to believe and speak with me right now. My past does not dictate my future. Now, if you're anything like me, you need to shout this truth at things that happened last year. Declare it with me, will you? My past does not dictate my future. Verse 18 of Isaiah 43 is short and to the point, with an action step that is better understood in the original language. So please don't get hung up on the English word forget. Our brains are wired to store memories. It's the way God created us. And sometimes we can't forget the former things. Believe me, I know. But here is what Isaiah 43, 18 is actually saying. Do not zacher, which means do not remember, recall, call to mind, usually as affecting present feeling, thought, or action expressed negatively. Wow. And there's more. When verse 18 commands us not to dwell on the past, it's saying in Hebrew, do not been, which means to show oneself discerning or attentive. Consider diligently. If you want to let go of the past and move into the future, it starts with this action step. Stop ruminating on negative memories. Oh, somebody needs to chew on our declaration instead of ruminating on negative memories. Do you remember the truth that I want you to believe and speak with me today? My past does not dictate my future. Oh, that is good. Will you say it like you mean it? My past does not dictate my future. Dwelling on a dark past dims our hope for a bright future. I'm going to say that again. Dwelling on a dark past dims our hope for a bright future. No matter what happened in 2024 or 2020 or 2016 or any prior year, this is a new year and it's filled with promise. No matter what choices you made in your past, no matter what hopes and dreams were dashed, no matter how painful the memories, you do have a bright future ahead of you. No matter what has conspired to keep you stuck in the past, my friend, you can get unstuck. You can move forward with confident hope into the future. But first, you need to take the action steps spelled out in Isaiah 43:18. Stop ruminating on negative memories. Next, you need to grab a hold of the promise in Isaiah 43:19, which provides a clue on how to move into the unknown future with the command to see the imperceptible by faith. Instead of ruminating on the past, allow yourself to dream God-sized dreams about the future. Nothing is impossible for God, but we can tie his hands with our unbelief. Moving into a brighter future often requires a leap of faith. Now, I could take a million rabbit trails right now to testify to the fact that God rewards us when we walk by faith and not by sight. In Isaiah 43:19, God promised that he is making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. If the path before you seems rocky at best, then look to God for direction. By faith, you can perceive the imperceptible. Now, before I give you a practical way to pray over your next steps and take that leap of faith that will get you unstuck from the path and moving forward into that bright future, I invite you to tap or click the like button, and also please subscribe if you haven't, and don't forget the notification bell. Thank you so much. Now, I often say that prayer involves listening as well as speaking. And in this case, right now, I'm not only going to ask you to do both, speak and listen. I'm also going to ask you to write. So push pause if you need to and grab a paper and pen. And here's what I want you to do. Write down any painful memories that you have been ruminating on. Now, you might want to list regrets, those things that weigh you down with guilt or shame. You might want to list goals and unrealized dreams, those things that rob you of hope for a better life. Take time with this assignment. Pray. Ask God to reveal the pain in your past that is holding you back so that you can stop ruminating on those negative memories. Write down whatever comes to mind, and then once you've got it all out on paper, I want you to intentionally release everything written on that paper to God. Now, if you have a fireplace burning right now, then throw that paper into the flames. And as the smoke rises, picture your pain being engulfed and healed by God. If you don't have a fireplace, then wad up that paper like you mean it, or tear it into tiny pieces, and then take it to your outside trash bin. I want you to go through the process of removing that list of painful memories from your home. Throw it away. After you've finished that important step, you've got one more step to take. Ask God to help you see the imperceptible by faith. I know that he will. I know that he will show you what you need to see in order to step into the great unknown, in order to take that leap of faith. I know because he's done it for me. More than 20 years ago, God made it very clear to me that he wanted me and my husband to sell our beloved home and move. Now, I felt like Abraham, who knew he was supposed to leave, but he had no idea where he was supposed to go. So I called a real estate agent and we listed our home for sale, the home that my husband and I had built when I was pregnant with my son, Sam, the home that we moved into the day Sam took his last breath, the home that had a 7-year tall tree that had been planted in his memory by the worship team that I led for my church. I sobbed when I signed the papers to list that house for sale. And again, I sobbed the very next day when we sold it for our asking price. Again, I had no idea where we were going. I just knew that we were supposed to sell. But God helped me overcome my unbelief by sending a carpet cleaner and his son to my front door. Because we sold the home so quickly after listing it, I had to cancel all the appointments that I'd made with a handyman and with a carpet cleaner and with others to get the house ready to show. And I was able to cancel every appointment except for that carpet cleaner because they were already on the way to my house. And so when they arrived, I said, "I am so sorry that you wasted a trip out here, but we've sold the home and they're going to tear out the carpet. So there's really no reason to clean them." And the son, who was in his early 20s, he stepped across the threshold of my house and he said, "How can you sell this beautiful home?" And my words caught in my throat and I choked out, "I just know we're supposed to." And his father then stepped over the threshold and said, "It's because they need to buy that house in the country." Well, I was stunned because he was like the third or fourth person that had told my husband and I that we were moving to the country. We had no plans to move to the country. I had no idea. And at that point, I was just, like I said, speechless. He saw my piano, that carpet cleaner, and he said, "Do you mind?" And he sat down and he began to play a song that at the time was my favorite worship chorus. The lyrics were, "Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory." And I was weeping as he finished that song and he looked at me and he said, "You know, I clean carpets for a living, but I'm a rural pastor. And when my son asked how you could sell your house and you said you knew you were supposed to, God showed me where you're moving." And I said, "Really? Oh my goodness. What does it look like?" And I handed him a paper and a pen, and he drew the outline of some foothills. Now, you may see out my window here this property, this beautiful yard, but what you don't know is that beyond that, there is a canal, and we actually have a bridge across the canal to some horse corrals. Well, when you stand on that bridge and look to the north, you can see foothills that are in the exact shape of the hills that carpet cleaner drew that day. I know that my God is faithful to help me with a leap of faith, to help me go where I have no idea. Well, tell you what, I'm in a similar situation right now. God is leading me and my husband to sell the home that we raised our kids in. Again, you can see out this window, this huge property we have. It's actually 4 acres and it's too much for a couple of empty nesters. I don't want to sell, but I also don't want to get stuck in the past. I want to trust God with my future. He was faithful before, and he will be faithful again. I am ready to believe and speak this truth. My past does not dictate my future. No matter what lies ahead, God will make a way in the wilderness. And he will make streams in the wasteland. The same way that he gave me a picture of the hills that I can see from my bridge, I encourage you to write down the imperceptible things that God shows you when you pray. Hold on to those promises. Keep believing God for the bright future that he has promised you. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. And you have said, Lord God, that we can let go of the past, that we can forget the former things, that you don't want us ruminating on those things, Father, that cause us pain and keep us stuck. But instead, Father God, you want us to dream God-sized dreams. Your word says that you give us the desires of our heart. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do that now. Lord, that you would give us just something to think about, something to focus on that is of you, Lord, especially if we have dashed hopes and dreams, Lord, so that we can hold on to you and the bright future that you have promised, because you have said that you will prosper us and not harm us. That is what you have in store for us. And so, Father, we ask for that, believing that you will reveal what it is you want us to do next, just like you did with Abraham, just like you did for me. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for you to guide us into this new year so that we can walk boldly and confidently, knowing, Father, that our future is bright because of you. And again, it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak. And did you know that the idea to bring you weekly messages like this one came from my book, Longing to Belong? It talks about the power of believing and speaking truth to cancel the negative effects of believing lies. And I'm going to share a link for you. It is a great accompaniment to today's message if you want to go deeper. Now, I always enjoy hearing from you, so please leave a comment and also be sure to like and subscribe. A good video to watch next talks about how to overcome unbelief, and you're going to find a link screen right. Tell a friend about this message because your tongue has power. Use it for good.